Hey, you. Yeah, you. One that's listening to this radio station and has refused to get off of your duff and actually go and sign up for the Crusader Congress, the Fellowship of the Clans. Yeah, I'm talking to you. I have your email address and your phone number. Sign up today, buddy, or I'll send Stacey Abrams, leader of the free earth, to your house.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, March 25th, 2022. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a new or used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to bulldogkia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. The latest from Ukraine. Airline pilots have had enough of the mask mandate nonsense. Farmers paying triple for fertilizer. Gender reassignment surgery or genital mutilation for minors won't happen in Arizona. And microplastics found in human blood for the first time ever. The latest on the situation in Ukraine, our political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose reports.
A Russian landing ship has been destroyed and two other vessels have been damaged in the occupied Ukrainian port city of Berdansk, says Ukrainian officials. The Ukrainian military posted footage early on Thursday and said the Oresk had been hit by its forces. Details of what caused the explosion and fire on board the ship are unclear. Berdansk, which is west of the besieged port city of Mariupol, was seized 4 days after Russia invaded Ukraine. Russia says it has used the port as a base to ferry in equipment for its troops. The Ukrainian people and the Ukrainian military seem to be getting harsher in their efforts to expel Russia's invasion from Ukraine, and it will be interesting to see just how far the Ukrainian people and the Ukrainian military are willing to take their efforts, because the harsher they are against Russia, the more Russia will respond, and the more Russia responds, the more that Putin risks international isolation for Russia. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
Hours after the U.S. Senate voted to repeal the federal transportation mask mandate, which the White House quickly threatened to veto, a group of commercial pilots filed the first legal challenge by airline workers to overturn the requirement to wear masks on all public transport. On March the 15th, 10 commercial airline pilots from 6 states filed a lawsuit with the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia against the CDC and its parent agency, the Department of Health and Human Services, asking the court to strike down the federal transportation mask mandate, arguing that it endangers aviation safety. Impacting your grocery bill is a major jump in the price of fertilizer, farmers paying roughly 3 times what they paid in 2020. Several factors have caused this, including tariffs, global unrest, and high corn prices. Corn requires fertilizer, and as more farmers are turning to growing corn to capture the high commodity price, it's driving global demand for more fertilizer. It's a serious situation because a sizable amount of macronutrients come from offshore, either from Canada, Russia, or the Middle East. And so we've got to be careful in what the long-term supply issues look like, according to Dennis Campbell, a Clinton County, Iowa farmer, who told the Epoch Times, like most farmers in the last 100 years, we're interested in the longevity of our soil. The Arizona House voted Thursday to prohibit gender reassignment surgery for minors and was scheduled to vote later on a bill banning transgender athletes from playing on girls' sports teams. Arizona appears poised to join a growing list of Republican-controlled states looking to restrict transgender rights as they gain more visibility in culture and society. Supporters of the bill said it would prevent children from making permanent decisions that they might come to later regret. Republican Representative John Kavanaugh compared the vote to the legislature's unanimous decision in years past to ban genital mutilation. We should stand the same way today because this is mutilation of children, Kavanaugh said. It's irreversible. It is horrific. Our quote of the day, the cross of Christ is the true ground and chief cause of the Christian hope. St. Leo the Great. And coming up, one of the most important celebrations on the church calendar. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hello, Crusaders. Rick Barrett here. Are you in the market for a custom AR-15 or AR-10? Then let me introduce you to Daedalus Tactical. Eric and Corey at Daedalus Tactical will build you a reliable, affordable, and one-of-a-kind firearm. I need you to go to DaedalusTactical.com and check out their custom-built firearms. Now, if you don't see something that you want, you can send them your specs, and the good folks at Daedalus Tactical will build that for you. Because Daedalus Tactical has a group of trusted gunsmiths, I want you to use the promo code CRUSADER556. That's Crusader, F-I-V-E, F-I-V-E, 6, and get 35% off your order. They're going to ship your firearm to your federal firearm license dealer. They're not going to ship it to your home. So make sure that gun shop is active and that the dealer knows your rifle is going to be delivered to them. Once again, go to DaedalusTactical.com and let them build you a reliable and affordable and one-of-a-kind firearm today.
Today is one of the most important celebrations on the church calendar. It's the Feast of the Annunciation, and it celebrates the actual incarnation of our Savior, the Word made flesh in the womb of His mother, Mary. And second, it is a principal Marian feast. Two other feasts honoring our Lord's mother, the Assumption on August 15th and the Immaculate Conception on December 8th, are celebrated as holy days of obligation in the United States. New Year's Day, January 1st, is observed as a Solemnity of Mary. The biblical account of the Annunciation is in the first chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke, which describes the news given to Mary that she was to become the mother of the incarnation of God. It records the angelic salutation of Gabriel to Mary. Hail, thou who art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. This is the origin of the repeated Hail Mary prayer of the Rosary, and Mary's response to God's will, let it be done to me according to thy word. Her exultant hymn, found in Luke 1:46-55, has been part of the church's liturgy of the hours at Vespers and has been repeated nightly in churches, convents, and monasteries for many centuries. The significance of this Christian feast on Western culture is made clear from the fact that New Year's Day used to be celebrated on March 25th. This was the case in England till as late as 1752. Researchers in Europe say they have discovered microplastics in human blood for the first time ever. Speaking to The Guardian on Thursday, Dick Vitak, an ecotoxicologist at Vrije University Amsterdam in the Netherlands, said that their study is the first indication that we have polymer particles in our blood. It's a breakthrough result. However, more studies are needed, he said, but we have to extend the research and increase the sample sizes, the number of polymers assessed, etc., he continued. Scientists in the Netherlands obtained blood samples from 22 anonymous healthy adult donors, analyzing them for particles as small as 0.0002 of an inch. 17, or 77.2%, had microplastics in their blood, according to the study. Fun comments on the Epoch Times article online include, "Curious, how many had the clot shot? Have you inhaled through masks? Keep on doing it." Fake news. An ecotoxicologist? Sure, whatever. And before or after they were injected with an experimental vaccine? Send me your tips to janet@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.